Welcome to this episode of Courier Conversations. Now here's your hosts, Rudy Gray and Todd Deaton.
With us today for Courier Conversations are Eddie and Dawn Leopard. They will be sharing some of their insights about love, marriage, and building strong families. Eddie and Dawn have been married almost 40 years. They have 4 married children and 6 grandchildren. Eddie has been pastor of churches in South Carolina for more than 30 years. He is retiring this month from Fairview Baptist in Greer, where he has served nearly 10 years. Dawn is a speaker for women's conferences and events, and she has her own business, Young Living Essential Oils. Together, they founded Leopard Home-Based Ministries, a ministry that focuses on family health and offers marriage and parenting conferences. And together they co-wrote a book titled Home-Based Marriages, Essentials for a Healthy Marriage That Will Last Through the Generations. In their book, they share their life experiences and offer practical and biblically based advice on how to build a solid, fulfilling, and mutually supportive relationship. Welcome, Eddie and Dawn.
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Good to be with you.
Glad you're here. Well, as we get started, tell us how the two of you first met. Was it love at first sight, or did it take some time for it to grow?
Oh, I was taken immediately, almost. Actually, we met at South Carolina at the football field. Eddie probably tells this story better than I would.
I just happened to be out, and it was an August practice, and I happened to be jogging around the stadium, Williams-Brice Stadium, and I never did that. I never jogged before practice. I didn't jog much at all. And Dawn was moving her brother into college. She was with her family, and she was in middle school at the time, I like to say. But you're close. But they were moving her brother in, and I just was jogging, and I saw them looking around the stadium. They were showing her grandparents the stadium, and I just stopped and talked a little bit, and she thought I was a typical arrogant athlete, which I was.
And I did at first.
Yeah. Well, I took another lap and came back, and we talked a little bit longer. Yeah. So that's actually how we met.
Then I was totally smitten. So it was love at first sight for me. I actually remember my mom, that was in August when everyone was moving into school. And then I remember that fall sitting in the stands at the Carolina game and telling my mom, I'm going to marry that man one day. Sounds so crazy now, but it actually happened. So,
not so crazy after all.
Right, here we are, almost 40 years later.
So, your book is kind of a relationship for married couples. Tell us, how can a couple, and you know, today's a very busy world, with us going in opposite directions almost every hour. Well, how can a couple in today's busy world keep their marriage fresh and new throughout the years?
Well, you're right. There's a lot of challenges, and especially if you throw in a few children with that, and busy work schedules and other things that are unexpected, health issues, family issues, in-law issues, parenting issues, but it's so vital to prioritize your marriage. And, you know, we've tried to do that through the years. We encourage couples to do that. You've got to make time for your marriage, and whether that's a date night or a date lunch, and just doing those things that help keep your marriage fresh. And there will be times when, you know, there will be so many pressures you'll miss those opportunities, but we just encourage folks to, hey, yeah, that is so important to prioritize that.
Yeah, and I don't think you're ever going to be able to do it without being intentional. And I think we had to be, even back in the day. But like you said, it's not only busy, but it's the distractions everywhere. Now I think, you know, with social media, like that's taken everything, you know, a step up. And so we now have these devices we hold in the palm of our hand that distract us. And I don't know. I just think, you know, you go back to the little things in life. I usually say everything we ever needed to know, we learned in kindergarten. You know, how you talk to people, you learn to share, you learn to take your turn. Just the way that you treat one another, those practical things just are so important, especially in marriage. And I think sometimes we get married and then somehow we just leave those things aside. We forget our thank yous and our please and things like that. So I think just being intentional in ways like that and showing respect for each other is really important.
Really struggling, and I mean struggle because we're all selfish to one degree or another, to put your spouse's needs first, to put their desires first, to put their interests first, and that's always a work in progress, and we're always trying to work on that, and just doing those little things to keep your marriage fresh.
Well, what are some of those little things, as you said? What are some ways you've kept your own relationship fresh over time?
I mean, I'm a big hand holder. I love to hold hands, and I think whether we're sitting there watching TV or we're walking across a parking lot, there's just something about connecting with each other that way that says, you know, we're together, we're a team. You know, I feel somewhat, it may sound silly, but I feel somewhat protected, you know, when we're holding hands with one another. And I think it's just keeping in mind not taking each other for granted. You know, I think it's so easy to do. And, you know, then especially as kids come along, we just bump the other one down. And so, you know, we have tried to do dates and things like that, continue to date one another. For us, I think when they were little, we didn't do it as much because, you know, we had four at one time, four little ones. And, you know, money wasn't always available. And so we've tried to tell people, you don't have to have a lot of money. You can date at home. Our kids, we put them to bed early and so that we had the evenings to ourselves. And so that was kind of a way to connect, to stay in touch with each other. Now, our kids are really good at it. Like our oldest, her and her husband, it is on the calendar every single week. They budget for it, but date night is huge for them. And then I think as our kids went off to school, we did date lunches because you didn't have to have a babysitter. And so usually there was a lunch menu, so that was a little cheaper. But we just told people, like, it's a mindset. It's just being intentional, making it important to do, and you'll do it.
I think also making sure you take some time away
together.
I mean, family vacations were huge for us. We did that, but we also took at least a time or two a year where just Dawn and I got away. And whether it was just down the street or whether it was a cruise, we were very fortunate to have her mother, who was in very good health at the time, to come and to take care of four little ones. So we were able to do that. We've been very fortunate in churches that we've served, always have some really good babysitters to come over and keep our kids. But it's just getting it on the calendar. And as Dawn said, being very intentional about it. And whether it's a day or two or whether it's a week, every now and then, just getting away just to pour into one another.
Yeah, just the change of scenery. I don't even remember why, but I do remember. And I think this was early in marriage, maybe even before kids. But I remember him coming home one day, and I had just packed everything. I had packed his clothes and put him in a suitcase, and we just went down the street to a hotel. And we just spent one night there. But it was just a change of scenery and something fun to do and some way of just kind of saying to him, I'm thinking about us. I'm prioritizing us. And I think that's something that couples need to do, prioritize one another.
We hope you're enjoying today's podcast. Want to help support faith-based, family-friendly journalism? This podcast is one of the many ways The Courier is telling the stories of those who tell the story. Become a friend of The Courier. Call 1-888-677-4693 or email editor@baptistcourier.com. to learn more.
You know, there are so many things that can interfere with those date nights and those times that we are working on building our marriage relationship, raising kids, dealing with finances, spending time with friends, taking care of your aging parents. All of these and more can interfere with the marriage relationship. So how does a couple successfully navigate these things without straining their marriage relationship?
Well, it is tough. and we had four kids very close together. And I don't know that there's anything any squeakier than kids. And, you know, sometimes the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And so it's really hard sometimes to do that. But I think our kids knew that our relationship was the primary relationship. And so as much attention as, you know, kids demand, you know, we kept each other first. We were a strong team together, a united front when it came to them especially. But I don't know, there's just so many different things you can choose from. But I always just say, you've got to keep each other first. Your kids are going to leave. I mean, as much as we love them and care for them, and it's a bittersweet time when they do, they're going to leave. And so you're there with one another. And we like to tell couples to think backwards a little bit. Think about how you want this to turn out in the end, what you want things to look like 40 years down the road. The kids are gone. They may or may not live close by. But we knew we wanted to be together. We knew we wanted to actually like each other and be friends and still know each other. And so we just poured in to doing a lot of things with one another and keeping that relationship primary. I don't know. That's kind of with the kids, at least.
Yeah. So. In ministry life, in any life, it can get so busy and circumstances can be such that, yeah, you might miss that date night. You might miss it for a couple of weeks. But it's kind of like I've always told staff in ministry that when things are very busy, sometimes you may put in 60, 80 hours a week, but you shouldn't have to do that every week. So next week, take some time off. Next week, make up for that time. And that's the way we've seen it in marriage, is that, yeah, maybe things are happening in your family, in your ministry, in your business, and just in life in general that will demand your time and attention. But hopefully the next week or the next month, you'll be able to get back on track and reprioritize. I think a lot of people, once they get off track, stay off track. So, yeah, and prioritizing you need time with friends. But we never did a lot of that. You know, we've got kind of a, like, support groups of men, and Dawn has women, but we never regularly did that. We just were more into the family. Not saying you shouldn't, but I know some folks that just spend all the time going out, guys going out with the guys, and wives going out with their friends, and even after they're, you know, married, they're still doing that and neglecting their own family and their own marriage.
Yeah, we did a lot of family things. But even at times, I think when we would do a lot of family things with family friends, you know, our oldest son, he would always say, I just need some six of us time. And that was kind of a key for us, like, okay, we've been surrounded by too many people for too long, and especially, I guess, in ministry, because we were just always around people. But, yeah, I never did really do girl things, girls' weekends and things like that. I wanted to be with Eddie or with all of us, and I don't know, that's just kind of how we did it. You know, we were fortunate that neither of our families, when we were in the throes of raising children and they were young and then they were teenagers and they were busy, we didn't have a lot of demands on us by our parents. My parents at that time were in really good health. Eddie's parents had already passed away. But a lot of couples are in that sandwich kind of time where they've got a young family and then they've got parents with a lot of needs. And so that makes things really difficult. But you've got to keep the primary relationship, one another. And so I told him even today, like, I like you. We were on our way to the gym and I was like, I really like you. And I think that's because we just started off with a really good friendship. And I was googly eyed, like I said, from the beginning. But, you know, some couples, we've heard from them, like, I love him or her, but I just don't like them. Well, at some point you had to, because you wouldn't have gotten married if you didn't like each other. And so sometimes it's just revisiting that time, you know, going back a little bit. And we tell young couples, especially when they get married, you know, you bring so much of yourself to this puzzle. And, You each have these puzzle pieces, but you've got to find a new puzzle, and some of yours will fit and some of theirs will fit. But it never works if only one person is filling in the puzzle. Like, you've got to develop something new. And so at our time of life, Empty Nest, we've had to do some of that. We've had to find some new things and some new things that we both enjoy together. And there are times when, you know, I'll do things with him that he's required to do that I may not really want to do or like to do, but he does the same thing for me. And it's just, it's give and take. Again, it's back to kindergarten. You know, you take your turn. So
I love the Empty Nest. I know there's some that
my wife and I are there too.
It's a great time. But I know some folks go through their marriage, you know, pouring all the time into kids, and I get that, and or their job, and then the kids leave, and you look at one another and say, "Well, who are you?" But it hadn't been that way for us. We enjoy doing the same things, and it's like Don said, we are good friends, best friends, soulmates. We enjoy being together and doing things together. And you know, we have friends that really don't. You know, we have some friends that take separate vacations. Yeah. I've never figured that out. But it's almost like we don't like being together, and that's sad. We're blessed in that area.
Yeah, we really are.
We're glad you joined us for Courier Conversations, where we are informing and inspiring South Carolina Baptists and beyond. For more information about these topics and more, subscribe to our e-edition or go to our website at baptistcourier.com. The Courier is located in Greenville, South Carolina, as a multimedia ministry partner of the South Carolina Baptist Convention. To comment about today's podcast, email us at conversations@baptistcourier.com. This podcast produced by Bob Sloan Audio Productions.